Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Q&A Selling Online. Today is a very special episode. I recorded this live for a Facebook Live / YouTube Live, and this was done outdoors. There's a little bit of background noise. You can hear my little daughter in the background. She's playing the fountain and making a bit of noise. I also did not have my Blue Snowball microphone, so the sound may at times be a little bit fuzzy. Bear with me and welcome to the episode. Thank you very much.
Okay, here we are live. Today is a very special episode. We are outdoors. I'm recording outdoors. My kid is over there playing in the fountain right now, so forgive me ahead of time if there's some background noise of water splashing and kid sounds. So I had a question. The question was from Anne, and Anne said that she had a review. She got a 1-star review online on her Amazon account, but she did not know who gave her that review. So if you don't know who gave you the review, how can you fix it? There are tools. I have tools, and this is absolutely free if you guys want to check it out. It's called Lion Cow. Yeah, I know it's a weird name. It's Lion Cow, which is a lion on a cow's body, a lion head on a cow's body is their logo. They can be found at lioncow.com. It is a Chrome extension. What you do is you download this, add it to your Chrome extension, and now you open your Amazon page as a buyer. Go to find your product, scroll down all the way down to your reviews where you see all of them, including that bad one. When you get to that page, you activate your Chrome extension, and it will populate over those reviews an option for you to select which one you want. So now when you click on it, and this will be superposed over your Amazon page, and now you select it, you click on it, and it will tell you the ID, the purchase ID, and the name of the person who bought it. You can go in the back end and compare it. You grab, copy your purchase ID, go in your back end under orders, manage orders, you paste it in there, you do a search, and you see exactly who bought this product, where they got it delivered to, so you know where they live, everything. Not that you're going to do anything about where they live. This is just a fact. It is possible to try to get that person's email. Not that this is, you shouldn't. According to TOS, you should not find people's emails. You can contact them through Amazon's email if you want to go ahead and find their email through a Facebook search. You can do so as well. That's up to you. Contact this person. Try to minimize. Don't ask them. You're not allowed to ask them to go there and change the review. That's again against terms of service and illegal as well. So you can contact the person. Offer them to a refund. Ask. Try to be nice to them. Be polite. Ask them why. What you can do to make their experience better. What can I do? Kind of ask them. You got a hint. Obviously, you got a hint at them changing the review. You can't ask them to, but you got to send subtle hints about kind of like, what can I do to make you change your opinion? And then, obviously, after saying something like this and offering them the refund, you mention the review. Don't ask them to change it. You say something like, hey, I noticed your review. Hope by now you have changed your mind about us and that we would love to continue and do business with you and fix whatever problem it was. And if it was a product-related defect, fix that product. If it's something that happened only once, then there you go. Just don't ask them to send the product back to you. And I know I can hear the background noises. So... yeah, that's about it. And I'll put it on the show notes. I'll put the link to Lion Cow. Like I said, it is free. It won't cost you a cent. And there are ways to find these manually. You can do them yourself through the source code. If you have Google Chrome, you right click. And why do all that when you can just click at a button, have everything done for you? Okay, that's about it for today. And thank you, Anne, for your question. Hope this answered it. Thank you again. Have a good day.